Now we're recording this. Did that stupid asshole fucking ask you? Could you remind me to record?
He did ask me, yes.
Oh, he's the fucking worst. You know what Norton is? He's Simple Jack. Fucking stupid fool. I don't like these headphones. I could hardly hear in them. Hold on a minute.
Professional headphones.
What's up, bud?
I thought you had professional headphones.
No, that's a little bit better. Yeah, no, I do, but I kind of like these because they show off my face. And what? Oh, this? Oh, the Burning Embers tort. Yeah, it's kind of warm, wow. You know. Yeah, it's a big. This is from the 2001 tour, as everybody remembers.
That was huge.
It really was, yeah. So listen, we'll chat for a minute, and maybe Anthony will come. Maybe he won't come. I don't know, but he's supposed to. We're doing this tonight, E-Rock, just so we could get you on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know I've been wanting you on for a while.
Nobody ever has said that.
Hey, Shannon, is this mic still low or no?
It's a tiny bit low.
Yeah, E-Rock, we want to hear what you got to say.
How is that? Is that any better?
That's better. You got a professional. Oh, there he is. Look at this guy coming in late. So, yeah, no, that's good. We got Anthony joining the room, and this is the way it should be. I'm going to probably put... What's up, cuz? I'm going to change. I'm going to swap out my headphones. Now, Shannon, you won't be able to see my face as good. Is that cool?
I guess so.
All right.
A little disappointed.
All right. Don't talk about me while I'm gone.
How about that chip? Oh, my God. You like Chip, Shannon?
I love him.
Isn't he awesome? See, we're talking great. About him. He said don't talk about him, but I'm talking nice. Hi, E-Rock.
Hi, sir.
I just did Bobby Kelly's show. I was on there.
Yeah, how'd it go? Was it?
It was great. Calta? Him and Calta, yeah. It was a lot of fun. Oh, hi, Chip. He's back.
Hey, what's up? You're not, okay. How is my voice sounding? Is that okay? Hold on. Fight.
Sultry and silky. Hey, Bip!
All right, what's that, bud?
Can I get a beverage?
Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm like, eh. All right, listen, yeah, no, don't plug. We're going to beep out the name Calter and Kelly. We can't promote them on this show.
Oh, I didn't. It wasn't really a promotion. I was just saying where I was. No one will know. No one will know where how to get to them.
Yeah, but then people are going to tune this out to go hear you on Calter and
Kelly.
No,
I just did it.
They're on Patreon.
I just did it. I don't know if it's not airing right now.
But I know, but by the time people hear this, they're going to know. If you want to hear Calter and Kelly, they're on Patreon, and they do like a show 6 nights a week, and they do the live jerk-off thing on Saturday nights, and it's a lot of fun, and girls are showing their tits. I don't want to promote that because people are going to go to it.
All right, you're right. You shouldn't have me promote it by just saying, I just did Bobby's show.
Beeping it out. That's not going to make the final product.
All right, Chip.
All right.
You're always so sensible.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I was just telling them the Burning Embers tour hoodie. Oh, come on. It's not even worth talking about. Yeah, no, this was a really good tour back in 2001.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.
Burning Embers.
And I mean, it's 19 years ago and it looks like it's brand new. That's amazing.
Nah, it's a little faded. It's been in the closet. You know, Norton was holding it. And
yes.
So I wound. Light. What's that, bud?
To run it under a black light.
Oh, jeez. He loves to cum.
Like forensic fun.
He loves to make cummers, that Jimbo.
Oh, my God.
So I wind up with this one, right? This is the, this is the 2001. There's something on the back. I got the tour dates on the back and whatnot. That's really cool.
Where did you go on that tour? What stops?
Hold on a second. I got to look it up, B-Rock. What are you doing to me over here? You're driving me crazy. I know that we did a lot of, you got to give me a second here, okay, friend? Now, Shannon, why don't you say hello? You got a tattoo. What's your tattoo?
It's a bunch of flowers and butterflies, hummingbirds. Oh, it's all girly stuff.
No, that's chill. What does that mean to you? Now, if you don't mind me asking, because tattoos always mean something to someone. What does your tattoo mean? Is that like a...
Oh, my God. He says it again.
Yeah. That's what I'm asking about. Does your tattoo mean anything? Like, are you into birds and hummingbirds and whatnot and things of that nature?
This tattoo in particular doesn't actually mean anything. I just like it because it's pretty. I like the feminine aspect of it. That's really it. It's like an accessory.
Oh, that's cool. Chill. Oh, yeah. Now, E-Rock, to answer your question, this was the Warlock Devil Tour. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can.
Warlock Devil.
It was the Warlock Devil tour. And we did Australia. We did London. We had New York. We had Madison Square Garden booked for September the 11th. But we had to push it back. We moved it back. Thank goodness we were able to change the date to September the 12th. We did the garden. We pushed it back.
Yes. I think there was still, you know, kind of a hard time there for New York. I'm amazed you did that.
A lot of
mass transit was down and things like that.
You're telling me we had to start 19 hours late. It was crazy. No refunds. Believe me, because there was a couple of people that said, look, we can't get into the city. I'm like, tough titty. You know, that's business.
Make a tough stand. It's business, right? Things happen. Fuck you. Pay me.
That's right. That's exactly
Budge
it.
Budge you. Pay me. Sorry.
Budge you. We try, and especially with a lady here, and she does her own show. It's very good.
Exactly. And the cute kitten there. That's adorable.
As soon as I start talking, he comes out of nowhere.
Oh, that is adorable. What's his name?
Little guy.
Because when you got him, he was a little guy.
That's right.
That's hilarious with animals. You're like, oh, his name is Tiny Teeny Woody Cutie. And then it's like this giant animal.
That's and why I... Like, go ahead.
Oh, he's like three times the size of my other cat now. Yeah, sorry.
No. That's okay. But I get a cat. A lot of times I'll name him Tire Marks in the Street, because that's what's going to wind up happening to him sooner or later. I had a fish one time. I got him. He was just a little minnow. And I named him Down the Toilet and Not Moving. That's eventually where he was going to wind up.
How did that work out?
That's exactly what happened to him.
Right. I figured. But I just wanted to confirm. Your pet story is always tragic, Chip. I'm starting to feel maybe you're not a pet kind of guy.
Nah, here's what happened. My mother, Shannon, she's got friends like Lamar and Reggie, and they were over one time, and Reggie used to like the tip of your back, and he was really hung over, and he goes, that motherfucking fish woke me up, and he took it and flushed it down the toilet, because he said the fish was making noise.
How does a fish, I have no idea how a fish would wake someone up making noise.
That's what I said to him. I said, Reggie, I didn't get the whole question out. I said, Reg, how would a fit? And that was his that was as far as I got.
I would imagine if the tail comes up and goes like, at the top of the water, it could make a splashy sound.
That's what I said. So I apologize to him when I even hit the flusher. Yeah.
Well, you should. Hurting his knuckles that way with your mug.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I didn't know them back teeth came out so easy, but I was bleeding like a mug.
Before your pets go, unfortunately, do you get to spend much time with them? Do you teach them tricks or anything?
Oh, yeah, always. We have such a nice bond. I got like a little hypoallergenic one, and he was a cute little runted, little guy. He was like a little brown, like a little doodle of some sort. What do they call like a schnoodle of some sort?
A schnoodle or a
golden doodle.
Golden doodle, a poodle, schnauzeloodle.
Yeah. Snoodle, something like that. The little guy was like this big, and I loved him so much, and I taught him to sit up and beg. I would have little bacon bits. I'd go, and he would sit up like that, and he would beg, and it was like a nice trick.
Aw.
Yeah.
And then what happened to him?
I taught him to do it with chocolate. But I didn't understand.
Oh.
Yeah, so I gave him a whole bunch of chocolate. And I'm like, oh, who's Mr. Popular? And the next thing you know, he was on his back doing that, foaming from the mouth.
Oh, chocolate and dogs do not mix. Yeah, you can't give dogs chocolate.
They don't mix. Shannon, what's the name of your show? I know Norton's done it, but I mean, you know.
The name of my show is The Thing Is. Dang, when we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
Bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. What a strange, eclectic mix of topics.
Could be the same evening. All of a sudden, you go on a date, it turns lousy, you kill the motherfucker. Next thing you know, they're haunting you. You know, I mean,
I'm still waiting for that story.
Could happen.
Yo, babe, you ever seen
Wow, that's, ghosts are scary. I can't stand the thought of seeing a ghost. That would scare the shit out of me. So I'd never want to see one.
Although you'd like to see a man dressed like one. marching. However,
Shannon, if Chip was on your show, what's the first question you start off with? How do you introduce Chip, and what do you go to?
There you go.
I would ask him to tell me his worst date experience.
Oh, I've heard of quite a few over the years, but
I was out one time, and I don't want to say this. She's an actress, right? And I was talking to her, right? She was like all over me, hitting on me and stuff. And I'm like, you know, so you were so good in Cape Fear. And I'm like, you know, did you know he was going to put his thumb in your mouth? And she was like, no.
This isn't.
I don't want to say.
Quite a blind item here.
I don't want to say who it is. But
it's
I'm
Juliet
like,
Lewis.
Well, this is, see, that's what one would think.
That's who it's got to be.
No, I said when he put his thumb in your mouth, I was like, holy fuck, is that hot? My pecker shot through my fucking underpants. And she goes, that wasn't me, you asshole. I was out with Jessica Lange. See, that was the mistake. I made a mistake. I thought it was Jessica Lange. And she was like, you pig. I'm like, I didn't know anybody. You know.
See, I thought maybe Juliet Lewis, but
that's what Jessica I thought. Lange. That's, I mixed right. them up.
Do you have
sense.
A second date?
No, you know, she kept trying. She's like, I'm sorry, I snapped at you. The whole thing where I slapped you and threw scalding tea on you. I didn't mean it. And I'm like, babe, better we let sleeping dogs lie. And we kind of walked away after that. How about your worst? Oh, let's turn the tables, Chippa.
Oh.
So tell us about your worst date, m'lady.
I've had a lot of terrible dates. One of them, it's all my fault because of my choice and who I dated, but he was a white rapper.
Oh, shit. Me and you got, go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
And I had just broken up with an ex-boyfriend at the time, and he knew about that, so just, like, have that in your mind. So we hung out in my neighborhood, and we went to go have dinner.
He knew, but he knew you broke up with the boyfriend.
Yeah, but he knew it was a recent thing, yeah.
I'm keeping that in my mind, front and center. He knew.
He did know, yes. And so before we got out of the car, he asked me what the chances were of us running into my ex-boyfriend so that he would know if he should bring his brass knuckles into the restaurant.
Oh, shit. Sounds like you, Chip. Tough guy. Oh,
yeah, believe me, except I would have brought a couple of guns.
They're not inconspicuous. Like, you would see you walk in with guns. With the brass knuckles, you can surprise.
No, you can't, because I wear them like they're jewelry and shit, and I just do this to the maid of D. I'm like, is our table ready?
Like jury.
So what happened, babe? You walk in with this guy. He's got the brass knuckles. All of a sudden, now, does the ex wander in?
No, and I told him, don't bring the brass knuckles, because God forbid we ran in. I didn't want a whole thing. While we were sitting at dinner, he proceeded to then sing to me a rap song that he had written for me, which it was our first date, so it's a lot. But
what was the song,
babe? I think
he
was lying. I think it was a song he writes for, yeah, he says for everybody. It's like, I wrote a rap song for you. And he's like, a hip hop, a hip hip, a hip hip hop, you don't stop a rocket.
I think you're right. I think he just like plugged in my name and then my borough, because he was like something about, my name was in it, something about Brooklyn girl with a something smile.
Oh, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So you're probably right, yeah.
Yeah, because he probably never went out with a girl from Brooklyn before.
He was from Westchester. He did travel a bit, but at the end, so we scurried past, we tried to get through the date quickly. I did. And then when we went into the car, as soon as we sat in the car in the parking lot, he reclined his seat.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Had to happen.
That's a little forward.
Sure is. Yep. I like this guy. He raps like,
hey,
kissed. This guy's the shit. He's got brass knuckles. I'm on team that guy.
He gets right down to business.
What's that?
He gets right down to business.
He's got brass balls, if you ask me.
Brass knuckles and brass. I was going to say that again. Damn it.
Of course. Cut it out and then you say it.
All right. Let me say something about, he put the chair back. We'll put this together in post. He put his chair back. Go ahead. Say that again.
So we finished dinner quickly. We got in the car and he put his chair
That's
back.
That's brass knuckles.
You forgot the brass balls.
That's another way to
say
it.
Oh, that's vulgar. I was going to cut that part. I don't like that type of talk. So what did you do?
Yeah.
Now, not to be personal, but did you at least look at it?
No, I didn't. I was in my early 20s and it was our first date. So I just kind of like tried to make conversation quickly, and he was like very tattooed. So I was like, well, what does this tattoo mean? What does this tattoo mean? Until he got fed up with it. And then finally just took me home.
Put the seat back up, and that was that.
Yeah, that's the loneliest that's the loneliest trip in the world when the seat is reclined and it goes back up.
The loneliest trip. Like, it's a journey up.
Oh, that's a long one.
Oh, you're going up, your dick's going down.
Thought you were taking a trip to Pleasure Town, but now it's like, take her home.
Pleasure Town.
Yeah, no, I've done that many times. I've guessed wrong.
You know what? If he put in a little more work, if he was a little nicer and a little more smooth with getting to the business of it all, maybe you would have been more receptive.
I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I'm a little bit of a prude. I currently haven't had sex in 2.5 years.
Wait a minute.
So
God bless. God, why am I applauding that? Wait a minute.
2.5 years. Hold on. I don't mean that. You're a nice girl. Is your cuda broke?
It might be. It might be at this point. But I need, like, I'm not a casual sex kind of person.
No, you need a guy who, like, who knows how to win you over.
That's right.
You need a man who appreciates you for you.
Yeah.
A man who is intelligent and sensual.
How long do you usually have to be in a relationship with somebody before?
Oh, I'll fuck him on the first date. What are you talking about?
You, Chip.
Oh, sorry.
My God, Chip.
I mean, look at the background to her room there. It's very sensual, very inviting.
Looks like a Virgin Atlantic plane.
Yeah, it sure does. And the Virgin part's accurate.
Oh, it grew back after 7 weeks, I think. I don't know.
But you know what? That's nice that you're picky. You're a nice girl, and you're waiting for Mr. Right. That's cool.
I feel like you really get me, Chip.
You know, babe, I mean, I've thought that too. I said to myself, I could show her what a real relationship is like. I'm in no rush.
It gets a little nervous.
Like what I would... No, I don't, man. I'm just saying I would... Hold on. I would win you over. I would go, m'lady. Or you.
Do you think the m'lady thing is good? The girls like being called... M'lady.
M'lady. A little
very Renaissance
for you.
It's very Renaissance festival-y.
Hold on. Oh, God. Yeah, because everyone just thinks I'm rock and roll, babe. But there's a tender side to this bad boy.
Shannon, what are you looking for? Because there seems to be something here right now in front of you with Chip. There,
see?
What are the characters you're looking for in this relationship?
Go ahead, Shannon, tell him. I'll just sit back and chill.
Somebody with a good sense of humor.
I'm in.
Oof. Jeez. Didn't sound like that was the only thing, Chip. Maybe you should sit back. I'm in.
Is that what you say when you do get it into? You're like, I'm in.
Oh, yeah. Just believe me, because they'll usually go, is it in? I'm like, yeah. Quit being fresh. So, yeah, babe, next. What else? What else? Come on now. Come on now.
Someone close, that's close with their family.
Love my mother. She's a saint on earth, my mother.
Literally, stories.
I love my mother so much. I'll rub a lot of times salve into her. She has gout because she has a very high salt diet. And I'll rub her calves. And the skin is very dry and cracked. I hate when Lamar calls her a stegosaurus leg, bitch. I hate that. It's very vulgar. But then she just laughs. Oh, Lamar, you're teasing me.
That's great.
And someone with confidence.
Fuck yeah. I mean, whoever don't have confidence can take a hot walk as far as I'm concerned.
It's very confident.
That's what I'm looking for.
What's nothing really about looks or... anything like that, or occupation, money, things like that? Because that's usually what girls kind of look for.
I mean, yeah. A job would be cool.
Gotta have a job if you want to be with Shannon.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like for them to make more money than me so that when they pay for dinner, it's not, I don't feel bad about it.
Oh, please. You're singing my song.
Shouldn't have to worry about the dinner tab. Jeez, guy fucking, beautiful lady on his arm.
Yeah.
Goes into there, well worth the price of admission.
I like to be a gentleman when I'm on a date. I'll walk into the maitre d' and I'll be like, "M'lady and I would like our table, sir. Perhaps you've got a table up front." And then I'll peel off a fin.
A fin?
I'll peel off a fin.
It was a 10, right?
No, it's a fiver.
Oh, a 10 is a sawbuck, right?
Yep.
And a double sawbuck, of course, is a 20.
Yep. Peel that little mug off.
Is there something for a 50? I know a C note is a 100, but.
Yeah, I'll say here. You want a Benny Franklin? That's what you earned it.
That's 100.
Well, yeah. Trust me, I just rip it in half. Here you go. Yeah. Fuck do I care? So you've been single for a while? Till you had a fella?
No, I've been single for almost 10 years.
What?
Yeah, I'm a real problem.
Yeah,
I'm a real problem. That's the most honest answer I've ever heard.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm a problem too.
Oh, Chip, yeah. You're a dangerous guy, Chip.
I mean, rock and roll, am I right or what? I mean,
it's very dangerous.
Babe, trust
Chip,
me.
Chip gets asked out all the time. Do you have that same problem? Or
hold on a second. Hold on, E-Rock. Damn it.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh, coming out his nose.
Swallow that mug. Go ahead, babe. What were you saying? Don't be shy.
What was the question?
E-Rock, what were you saying with your striped outfit?
I was saying Chip gets, you know, constantly hit on and asked out all the time. He's fending, you know, like all over the place. You can't get rid of him. Do you have that same problem? Are guys constantly coming trying to ask you out?
I wouldn't say constantly. I mean, I'm like a little older now, not constantly, but it happens. And I try to entertain it. I try to like be open-minded about it. But within a few text messages, I usually hate them.
Yeah. Like,
your problem? Like you say, you're a problem. What is it?
What's your damage?
What's the problem? Yeah. What's the baggage? Where's the damage?
Yep.
I'm very particular, and also like really stupid little things annoy me. Like I have misophonia, which is like the aversion to certain
sounds.
Oh,
you lost your phone.
Misophonia.
Fuck yeah, I hear what you're saying. Believe me, I'm a Mr. Typewriter guy. Go ahead, babe. I'm giving you a little elbow to the ribs. Go ahead, babe.
I don't know what that is. You were just ready to tell him.
Misophonia? God, what is misophonia?
It's like it's an aversion to certain sounds. You know how like people get like kind of turned on and relaxed by ASMR? Yep. This is like the opposite of that, where you get like raged and like disgusted by certain sounds. Like mouth sounds.
Yes. You know what sound brings me rage? What, this one. No. Fucking hate that sound.
What sounds turn you into a rage? Like, give us an example.
Like chewing with an open mouth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hate that, too.
Slurping
what else?
Tea, slurping something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. And you can't really control it. It'll just, you'll have to tell somebody, hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get past it. And it switches my mood immediately. And I'm just turned into like a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know what sound bothers me sometimes? If a lot of times when you're kissing and a person's going, makes me nuts.
Like a little cow?
Take like an hour and a half of that, and then I'm like, hey, whoa.
Wow, yeah. That's a long makeout session.
Yeah, I'm big on making out, believe me. I like to just right in there.
Oh,
fucking
Jesus.
Yeah, just barely clear the lips. Man. Let the tongue tickle the teeth just to show her who's in charge. Now, hold on. So, babe, you're saying the text messages, guys always blow it. Like, for instance, like if you just happen to get a text message right now on your phone, that would be a smooth one. So you got to be smooth when you text.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, this is one of my better lines, but go ahead, babe. I'll share it with you.
It says, babe, if beauty was a minute, you'd be a bunch's hours.
A bunch of hours.
No. A bunch's hours.
Oh, wait, did I say bunches? God damn it. I meant to say buncha. Hold on a second. I'll redo it. I meant to say a bunch of hours. I said bunch's hours.
I think she got the message, though.
Ah, for Pete's sake.
The episode name now.
Bunch's hours. What do you rock? Let me say this. Oh, we got a winner.
What's another example, Chip? How would you woo her over?
You know, the key to a beautiful woman, like I would ask, honestly, because I was interested in her tattoos, and I've never gotten one, but I would probably say something like, believe me, the sounds drive me crazy, too. I would probably get one to impress her. Like, I would come in, and I would get something like a falcon, like a dragon and a devil fighting on my chest. And I would open up my shirt and I would go, now we both got a story.
That's your idea of badass tattoo, right?
Yeah, a dragon and a devil and fighting with boxing gloves.
Oh, God. With boxing.
That's like what's on the back of the Mexican van. It's like a mural.
And what do they win? Your soul? Are they fighting for your soul?
Yep, I like that a lot. Devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I was going to get a tattoo of that from the devil went in Georgia. And was going
to
be
Georgia, yeah. Yep, Charlie Daniels.
The devil on a hickory stump with his hands up telling, like with a mouth bubble coming out.
God, that is so good.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Where were you raised? Where were you reared?
In Brooklyn.
Oh, you're Brooklyn girl. Yeah, you know, I'm not from Brooklyn. I'm from up in Schenectady, but I understand the Brooklyn way.
Yeah, New York.
What's the Brooklyn way?
So just like the school of hard knocks.
I lived in
Bay Ridge. It wasn't that hard.
Knocks weren't that bad.
Yeah, Bensonhurst.
Are you from Bensonhurst? Oh, yeah. I like them in Bensonhurst. I understand them. And you probably like big Italian guys. Like guys like us, we attract a certain type, you know? Like I'm sick of being called the Guido. I'm like, come on. You mean the one?
Are you Italian, Chip?
I got a little bit in there.
Oh.
Chipperson?
Yeah.
That sounds more Irish or something.
Or British.
Oh, no.
Mr. Chipperson, don't you know?
No, I got a little bit of Welsh in me.
Ah. fucked a pony.
That's not true, babe. He's just doing comedy jokes.
I'm just fudging you.
He's fudging. So you're really picky now. When you were growing up, there were guys like really aggressive and creepy. Is that what it was?
No, I was gross growing up.
What do you mean you were gross? Wait a minute. You're losing me, babe. Were you ever digging in your nose and eating it and getting stuck in between your teeth?
No.
All right, because I did that often.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Me. The worst. Will you ever get one stuck in between your teeth?
No.
You run your tongue over it. You're like, it's a salty mug.
She said no. That's disgusting.
Sorry, babe. I shouldn't be talking about picking my nose and eating it in front of you. Go ahead. I'm shooting myself in the foot. Go ahead, Shannon. What were you saying?
I was like I was chubby. Bad hair.
Ew.
And I was always like the best friend of like the hot popular girl.
Oh,
so the
guys God. You're like one of those movies.
Yeah. So the guys
she gave you a makeover and then you came down the stairs in slow motion and all hot, right?
No, it wasn't that though. Instead, it was the guys like tried to be my friend. So I was like, ooh, maybe this is going to work out. And it was just so that they can get closer to my best friend.
Oh, ain't that the worst? You're like a John Hughes movie.
Yeah, John Hughes. He used you.
Yeah.
You were like Ducky.
Oh, right. So bad.
But look who's laughing now.
Right?
And I'm single and not having sex, so it's...
Yeah, but that's by choice.
I've been for 10 years. Yeah.
Believe me, when you're ready to have a pecker, they're going to be lined up around the block, even if it's raining.
Just peckers.
Wow.
All Thank lined you, up.
You're welcome, babe. It's understand. So how many tools do you have? Do you only have that? And how did you lose the weight if you was a little portly? How, did you lose it through exercise? Did you get surgery? Were you depressed? What happened, babe?
Cancer.
Dude, that's what I was going to say.
That's why I said it. I imagined you saying it.
Yeah.
I've kind of had like I've yo-yoed in my weight throughout a lot of my life. Recently, over the past year, I've lost 30 pounds when I switched over to vegan.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
yeah.
No more meat.
That's yeah. cool.
So for you now.
Do you miss the meat? You know,
I miss cheese. Yeah, no, yes. But I miss cheese because I'm a guinea, you know, like I miss cheese, but it's okay. Oh,
you know what's funny, Shannon? When I eat cheese, believe me, if we were under the sheets, we'd be sweet talking, right? You go, Chippa, thanks for supper. And I'd be like, I know my mouth is dry, but the cheese does it. And then we would kiss, and you would hear.
Oh, God.
And I would go, sorry, that's the lactose making itself known.
What is that called, a Dutch oven?
Oh, but it'll be the type that's, it's so hot, it like, it makes the back of my leg.
I can only imagine it gets worse, like when they're shooting the flame into a hot air balloon.
Especially since no matter how beautiful the woman is, I can't resist hitting the elbow to make the sheet go, yeah, and then push it to the top.
Oh, God. And then
it comes up a lot of times, just down there. And I say, Chippa, don't do it. My elbow goes, shut up, Chippa, sin. And it jumps up, and the sheet comes, and it goes, shush.
What does the girl do?
You're like, oh, a ghost.
It's really crazy. A lot of times they'll go, that's fucking disgusting. Yeah. Or they'll say, give me my money, I'm leaving. Or a lot of times they don't say nothing.
Wow.
Get up and they leave.
Wow. Without a word.
Not a peep. And I go,
is there ever a positive response?
One girl left.
Oh, okay.
She started cracking up and then she started doing it. And we were going back and forth and back and forth. And then I really forced one. And, you know, a mistake happened. And
mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made. It was in the heat of the moment. I didn't realize that I had drunk so much coffee. And the next thing you know, there's a little bit of stew in the bed.
No.
But, I ain't trying to wreck our thing, Shannon. I'm just saying if that would upset you.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not a huge fan of, like, the farting in front of a boyfriend and boyfriend. Like, I like so to keep some good. Mystery.
Oh, yeah. So nice. That ruins things. You just go away and do your business, and you come back, and everything's still romantic.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I learned that lesson the hard way, though. I learned – she was a girl, looked like you. She was – how tall are you?
5'1".
Okay, yeah, you're beautiful.
Wow, height. I thought you were really tall.
Yeah, no, 5'1" is a good height. This girl was
She's
probably...
got no legs. No, I have no legs. I'm in a wheelchair.
Beautiful girl, though, and she comes in, and I left the bathroom door open, and a lot of times when I'm making, when I sit, I don't like to bend my legs. I V them out like that, straight. And I have an erection, and I'm just making... And it's loud. And she walked in and saw me with my legs straight out like that on the toilet in an erection.
Not only sticking out like this, but they're like this?
Oh, they're wide open. And she looked in and she saw what appeared to be a jet black submarine. I was like, that's not a healthy color. I apologize. And then she's like, I don't like that. I'm like, you got, like, is there blood in my stool? I just asked him to take a little peek.
Wow. Whatever happens again, if they walk through the door, you just throw your arms up and go like, surprise.
That's a great idea. I should have played it off, but I took it serious.
Oh,
did she check it for blood?
Well, yeah, she had no choice. I threw it at her. I was so angry. I'm like, don't shame me. And I just took it and I threw it across the room and fucking caught it like it was a Montana pass.
Like a chimp.
No, I threw it like a football. It was perfect.
Angered by, oh, is that awful?
Yeah, yeah, I apologize. It's your first time on the show. I didn't mean to tell you such a grody story. Now, you have an armful of tattoos, but do you have any, like, on your stomach or on your legs or on your, you know, on your butt?
I don't have any on my butt, but I have seven other ones. I have, like, half of my back, and then I have, like, these just, like, little bitty ones kind of.
What's everywhere. On your wrist?
This is a matching tattoo with an ex-boyfriend. Oh, and it means, it means fate.
It means sayonara.
Oh. I was going to get one on my wrist. That was like a perforated line. That would just show me where to cut. All right.
First good idea I've heard. Wow.
Now, E-Rock, how come you never got a tattoo? You're a wild soul.
No, I don't like any of that stuff. I don't even like it on, like, I don't know. I have a hard time even with girls wearing it.
Whoa. Hold on.
Wow. Shannon,
E-Rock, go ahead. Go at each other. Let's go. Get some viral shit going.
I've just never been a tattoo guy. Piercings, any of that stuff.
Oh, I also have a lot of piercings.
What do you have pierced? I had my you-know-what pierced.
Not anymore.
No, we don't know what.
No, well, the skin between the anus and the scrotum. I had that pierced, and I didn't know you were supposed to clean it or use maintenance on it.
Oh my God, no, stop. It's going to be gross now.
I didn't know.
Did you pierce it yourself, Chip?
Nah, I went to a place and I just laid on my side, lifted my leg up like that. And I had on a skirt like a Scottishman, and I lifted up my leg, and he went in there and went foot, and it bled pretty bad for a couple of days. But then the scab healed over, and I never did nothing with it. And the next thing you know, I'm in a hospital, and there's, you know, there's a smell.
An infection?
Oh, yeah, bad one. I almost lost my genitals.
Did they have to cut out the piercing?
They did, yeah. So I got basically a scar this big. It goes from one thigh across the underside of my scrotum to my other thigh, and it looks like burn tissue.
What was the piercing? Was it like a diamond or an...
No, it was like a ring. It was like a Prince Albert through there, but I didn't know the guy was zooted and had never done it before. And he had a thing where his hand shook a lot, and it went right through the vein.
Oh, fuck.
I know.
Oh, Jesus, that's terrible.
So what do you got, Pia Shannon?
I have a few. I have stupid, like, stuff that only a 15-year-old girl has that I just got attached to and kept forever. Like, my tongue is pierced. And that I just kind of kept forever just because I've had it longer in my life than I haven't had it. My belly button, I have my tragus.
What's your tragus?
It's like this little piece in here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that little thing in the ear, that little...
I was going to get my tongue like that.
Oh.
Just the tip.
Just the tip, yeah.
Yeah, pierce like sideways. So I can just go... and make a sound behind my teeth.
Shannon, what was the most painful one?
The clit.
When I had to I had a nipple piercing a long time ago, and I took it out because I was kind of over it. And then I was with a friend getting something pierced, and I was like, I don't want to be here and not do something. So I decided to re-pierce it, and that was the most painful thing I've ever done to my body. Oh,
well, because there's probably like scar tissue in there to have to push it through.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you got to do that with a 45. Goes right through.
Should have got a stud in there to get them ready.
Yeah, Chippa. Oh, what are you doing?
That's how I moisten up a nip.
Oh my God.
Like he's playing a video game.
Oh, it drives them nuts, believe me, because they know that a man knows how to handle their bosoms. tell a woman, you're very chesty. I just get them crazy.
So chesty?
What's the last date you went on? It's a couple of years. You went on a date probably not too long ago.
Good question.
I'm having a hard time remembering. I did go on a date. As you guys know, I work at Gas Digital, and one of the shows I work on is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And so they had a game show for me because, like, 4 years ago, I also hadn't had sex in 2 years. So they had a game show for me where they had guys submit pictures of their penises. Yeah. So, so I hung out. There was the runner-up who drove in from North Carolina just for the contest. He didn't win. We ended up
hanging out. Hey, I think I remember this.
Yeah. We ended up hanging out, and then he went back home, and then he drove back here a month later, and that might be the last date that I went on.
Now, did you have sex with him?
I did.
How was it?
He had a really big penis, and it was a lot for me that hadn't had sex in 2 years. It was a lot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it hurts a lot of times when we do that. You know, girls got to be ready. You know, bully, I'll tell the girl, babe, you better take a couple of fucking pain relievers right now. Take yourself an Anacin.
An Anacin. Hand out the Anacins before sex.
Yeah.
Do a couple of stretches.
Pain relief. That is so not romantic.
Yeah, babe, take Anacin's an Anacin.
For everyone.
Take an Anacin.
An Anacin.
And then someone told me you could lubricate them. I'm like, I didn't know they even got wet.
Oh, no.
No, it was always dry. It was always like.
Oh.
You had sex how many times with him?
He stayed for the weekend, so I think like 3 or 4 times.
Did he wear a condom?
Yes.
Ah, I refuse.
Fucking rookie.
I refuse. I'll say to a girl, what do you think? I got AIDS or something?
You don't trust me? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what I do?
I have a latex allergy. I'm allergic to not feeling pleasure.
So you had sex with him. Why didn't you go, like, did you go out to supper?
Yeah, we did. We went out to a couple of bars. We had drinks. But I still, like, he stayed at a hotel, and I came over every night. Intimacy issues.
Boy, you do have some baggage.
Yes. You got to have somebody who knows how to get through that. Like, if we was out to supper or something, I would, first of all, we sit right next to each other. And I would ask for your phone password. I would approve of your text messages, whatnot. And I'm telling you, while we were having our soup, I would go, you know, this might be too soon, but I love you with all my heart.
This is the worst date. So has that worked in the past, Chip? It seems a little forward, a little overbearing, possessive.
Yeah, it really is. But then, like, you know, a lot of times she'll laugh about it while I'm getting the money out and she's getting the money out of a person. We're each paying her.
You don't even pay her half when you're going to. Oh, Chip.
Yeah, I know. I said, look, if you don't go Greek, we're going Dutch, you know. And we laughed about it, you know.
I bet.
So why didn't you see him again, Shannon? He seems like a great guy with a fat cock.
He was a very, very nice guy, but just my thing kicked in where I got annoyed over stupid stuff. And then
What'd you get annoyed at? What happened?
I think it was like he would try to make jokes that just weren't funny. They were just like very like obvious dumb jokes. But I think it was because I made him feel crazy because I was so critical. So he probably didn't know how to act. I don't blame him at all.
He didn't used to have a radio show, did he? No. Wondered.
So wait, what would you be in critical? Because I'm critical too, right? Like, I'll be out with somebody. You ever see somebody like across the street and they're like missing a limb or something? And you're like, why were they allowed to be born? Is that the type of critical you are?
I'm not quite that bad.
Oh, all right.
But saying I love you on the first date, for example, that wouldn't work for me.
Right. Yeah, please. Women say that until they melt. Touching too much? Nah, see, I do the Travolta thing from face where I caress the face like that.
That's so funny.
I know. And sometimes I got to go, note to self, don't dig in belly button first, because I've had a few. I do that and they go, and I'm like, oh, all right, my bad. All right.
Fragrant.
Do you still do that with the whole coronavirus thing? Touch faces?
Oh, yeah. I keep the gloves on, though, and I just rub up the little, you know, like that. I do that, you know.
I got to tell you, Shannon, your place looks very clean and organized. Are you also, yeah, like, very, like, fastidious?
OCD?
No. I like things a certain way, but I also have a bug phobia. So there's never, like, food in that kind of...
So you don't keep anything disaster. Bugs might like?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. It might get a little messy, but no, nothing that can lure bugs in.
I don't like a meat, and I got to be honest, I hope this doesn't turn you off, but I was out one time with a woman, and we thought there was spaghetti on my side of the bed, and she goes, what do you get that spaghetti for? But I had been sitting in the dirt. A lot of times I would sit in the dirt in my shorts. And what happened was, and I'm not trying to, you know, but I would say I had been infested with pinworms. I got pinworms, but apparently that itching was for a reason. Bugs were like that long.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and every time I sneezed, 9 or 10 of them would shoot out all over the bed. So anyway, we had a weekend together, but she never saw me again.
Like a Play-Doh fun factory.
You know, it's funny. That was what I was saying. Out. I was trying to keep it light. I'm like, hey, I'm like Play-Doh. I would say, hey, pinch my nose. And she'd go, fuck. I'd go, fuck. And like 5 or 6 of them would shoot out.
Oh, no.
Holy fuck. That is disgusting.
So, babe, you don't like bugs. Okay, that's cool. You don't like insects. You don't now, guy. What will a guy do on a first date that makes you go, whoa, Buster?
Is that
in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah. In a bad way, like if they're too touchy feely.
Oh yeah, definitely. If they're like very cheap, and I don't mean like I'm not materialistic, but I like grew up in Bensonhurst with an Italian family, so I like kind of believe a little bit more in like traditional gender roles, and yeah, chewing with their mouth open, phone ringer.
That's how I would chew if we were out. I would get like a piece. I would order like a bouillabaisse, and as I was chewing like a...
It's a good thing she didn't go out to dinner with Roger Ebert. She always chews with his mouth open.
Or Mug had a drool bag.
It's terrible. He died of jaw cancer. Sorry.
She's a rough one, ain't she, Rock? She's a rough one.
Yeah. Well, she's No, you go the other way too. Like if they're too nice on the first date, does that set you off too? Like it's like it doesn't seem genuine.
Yes, but it's not because I don't like a nice guy. It's because the same way the guy should have to earn me liking him without me just like texting him a million times and like, I love you, I love you, I love you. I should also have to earn his liking me without him just showering me with it for no reason.
Well, you don't
respect the chase. A little bit of the thrill of the chase. Don't make it seem, because a lot of guys, I'll tell you, they go out with a girl and they're just really looking to make points so they could get to the fuck. Mm-hmm. And it comes off as very phony. Yep. Some of them are better. They could come off as sincere, but you know, yep, she wants to know. You gotta earn it. You gotta earn that shit, yo.
You gotta earn it. That's the type of man.
Maybe you earn it with a rap song during dinner.
That's right. Did anybody text you recently?
Did anyone?
You gotta earn that shit.
It says, I hate you.
Chip, just because she said she doesn't like I love you doesn't mean the opposite is gonna be.
Yeah.
I hate you. That's fucking awesome.
You gotta neg a girl. I negged a girl one time. She got really mad.
Oh, neg, yeah.
Yeah, you got
it. All negative.
Yeah, that's what it is, because they used to guys being all fawning and touchy and feely. So I was out with her, right? And I'm like, hey, so you want to go out and get a bowl of soup or something like that? And she goes, I can't because I got to go see my grandmother. And so I'm like, yeah, I hope she's fucking sick.
That's Meg, all right.
Yeah, you bet. And she was, so the girl got really mad.
Oh.
But Chip, I'm sure you're a great date. Like you hold open doors, pull out chairs, right? You're a gentleman.
I do.
When they go to sit down, he pulls.
pull it out. Yeah, it's me and a waiter laugh at her. Yeah. I had a girl fall one time and she got fucking scalding soap on it. A waiter laugh and I'm laughing. I'm like, what are you, too good to chuckle?
He opens doors while she's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, and he pulls out chairs when she goes to sit down. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's chivalry. The worst. Now, how big is your apartment, babe? Because this could be a problem. How big is your place?
I have a 2-bedroom.
All right, cool. Because I was out with this one girl. She had a little studio. Beautiful girl. She was a model. And we were going to go out. We were going to go out for a night of dinner and dancing, you know, and whatnot. So I had to use the restroom first. And unfortunately, it wasn't a quiet endeavor. And it was a
Did you have cheese?
What's that?
Did you have cheese before?
No, no, okay. No, I didn't. I all had right. A shrimp cocktail and 3 espressos. And the next thing you know, one of them echoing mugs. You know them ones where you're trying to cough over it and it's going.
Yeah, covered up with a cough, but it's an outlasts the cough.
Sounds like a foghorn in an empty room.
Couldn't have been louder. Believe
talking to a beautiful girl like this.
I apologize. I'm just saying. I was hoping she wouldn't hear it, but then I heard this come from the other room, and I'm like, the door's a little thin. I'm like, what was that? And she said, oh, I dropped a piece of paper. And I'm like, oh, boy, if I could hear that through the door. She must have heard what was happening in here. And, you know, hold on. All right. Oh. You know, it's one of them things. Oh, yeah. All right, babe. So you're very particular. Now, all the comedians that go on your show, do they try to, like, make time with you and take you out for a dessert or a carrot cake or something?
No, it's very rare because I think by the time, like, somebody comes on my show where, like, the guys that I know through Gas Digital all kind of already know that it's a whole thing. I'm a pain in the ass.
Wow. They don't even bother.
No, the funny thing is that before I started working, so like 5 or 6 years ago, I was a fan of comedy. So like I like kind of knew some of the comedians and they tried to hit on me back then. Like I still have DMs and stuff from them. But yeah, now it's.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing after a while.
What'd they say?
I had some of them would just like ask me to like go for drinks or whatever. Some other ones, I would ask them to be a guest on my podcast and I was like, oh, we could just do Skype. Don't even worry about it. And they were like, and then they would say no to the doing Skype and like, oh, why don't you just come to a show first and we'll figure it out. You know,
see that kind of show, unless it's like Skype, what, like naked? Yeah.
That's cool.
My God. Cool.
Yeah, your show is good, though. I seen a clip of fucking my stupid friend on there blinking his way through it. But I enjoyed watching you and your co-host, Marty.
Maddie.
Yeah, Marty's a good dude.
Chip, you didn't answer the third question from her show. What about a ghost story? Do you have a ghost experience?
Oh, man. Believe me. Do you think this is a mistake?
The Satan. Okay. What is it? What was the tour of the...
The Warlock.
The Warlock Devil Tour.
Warlock Devil. So simple. Dragons and fucking.
That's right. The Warlock
Devil Tour. Chip knows what's cool. I gotcha.
You're damn right I do. And I mean, not for nothing, but there's Halloween mugs up for sale too. And shirts.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Me as horror creatures.
I saw the masks that you were displaying on the last show.
Yeah, I'm not trying. Oh, I got a bunch over there, but I ain't going to get them. But I got a whole bunch of like, if you want to go to the Halloween section and you can get the Chipula mug or Chippenstein, or I don't like the one they named
Chipula.
Or the dummy. I don't like the one they named the dummy. That was insulting.
Oh, it's supposed to be the mummy.
Or the wolfman. The wolfman you can get.
Wolfman.
Okay.
Yeah, you can catch those mugs. Those are really fly.
I like Chipula. That's funny. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it
Dracula,
does. Believe me.
Chipula.
It's fucking horrifying. Trust me. You see that shit, you'd be like, oh, okay. I now understand what fear means.
You got the fangs in it.
Oh, yeah.
The fangs.
I'll show it to you right there. Go on now.
Oh, God damn. That's good.
Oh, wow.
Shipula. Ooh.
Yeah, it's scary. It's
fuck
me.
Your blood. Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Ivan Tosakyo, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Insert body part here. You know, I will edit for the lady.
Kind of, do you think we have a connection here with you and Chip? Do you think a first date is possible here?
And it's a, I feel like it's a good starting point as long as the like bodily functions can be restrained.
All right, listen, this is what's important in a relationship. You talk things through. I promise that I will not, no digging in the nose.
Okay.
No cupping a fart in my hand and going, my lady, and open it in front of your nose, although that is a Chipperson favorite.
Like he's casting a spell.
Yeah.
Yeah, believe me, during the whole Harry Potter craze, you'd hear, pff, and that would go, pff, a flower. And she'd go, fucking doing it. It's disgusting. But yeah, no, we could go out to I like to go out to a carnival and watch everybody have a good time. And then I will say, like, things about, look at the children have fun. Doesn't that inspire you? Because I'm big in slam poetry and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, fuck no. It's almost like a rap. Yeah. For dinner.
You would recite poetry to her on the first date?
Sure I would. Why wouldn't I? I mean, there is nothing wrong with letting a lady know what is in my heart. Right?
Slam poetry.
I appreciate the creativity.
That's what I'm saying, babe.
That'd be better than the white rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People hear it and they slam the car door and walk away. That's Chip's slam poetry.
No, they don't. No, oh, they don't.
All right, Chip's.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. You got any brothers and sisters, Shannon? What's your family like?
I have a little sister. And she's actually married with 3 kids. Like she went the complete opposite direction as me.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Now, let me ask you, do you only like men or do you like ladies too?
I only like men.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe she wasn't sure and that was why she wasn't. I was going to get
she's
some good
pretty,
salty
like,
talk.
Pretty straightforward, traditional girl.
Oh, yeah, until you get to the childhood. And believe me, that's when the door opens and all the sadness tumbles out.
The sadness.
So you went to summer camp. Yeah, there's something in there that would just horrify you.
Is your dad still around, Shannon?
Yeah, yeah. My dad's on the road. He rock, you know that.
Oh, not
selling encyclopedias.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Oh, Scott, he rock. Yes, go on now. Handle it, Roy. Handle it, handle it.
Shannon, your dad's still around in the picture, right?
Yes, and my parents are still married.
Oh.
That's nice. You guys get along?
God bless.
What does he do, your dad?
He's an entrepreneur and an inventor.
Oh.
I'm an inventor too. What did he invent?
Of course he.
He's so many different things. When I was a kid, we literally had like robots, like not like doing stuff for us in the house, but like he made robots that like went to birthday parties and stuff when I was younger. Yeah, he just makes crazy shit. He's got the brain for that stuff.
That's really cool.
Happy birthday, Polly.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Wait. Okay, let's do some robot riffs. I'm a robot.
I'm a robot.
Yeah, it's your birthday. That's good, right?
Warning, Will Robinson. Warning, yes. Dr. Smith.
Don't blow on the cake. You're going to get COVID on it and shizzing it. That's nice for now, right?
Yeah, very
topical. Very topical, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had a robot when I was a kid. I would love to have had a robot and talk to it.
I thought it was like another dead pet or something.
Nah, I want a robot. But I invented something that's different. See, me and your dad are different, but yet, our minds don't just see something for what it is. Our minds take us. I invented this thing, right? Like you see this cup, you probably just see a cup. Shannon, E-Rock, Ant, what do you see here? Cup?
Yeah.
Cup.
See, I see a spit catcher. So what I did was I got a cup like this I drilled two holes in it, and I took rubber bands, and I put them through, and you hang it on your ear, and it hangs like this. And when you walk, and you can go, and you spit into it, and you don't get a fine.
Don't bring that on the first date, Chip.
What's that?
Don't bring that on the date.
No, but I only had one, so it would start to smell after a while.
I would think that's, the prototype you walk around with. So you can get the patent on that one.
Yeah.
Money maker right there. Don't take it on Shark Tank.
Once it's got weight to it, you got to throw that mug in the trash and drill a couple of new holes. So, I thought you had a boyfriend this whole time. I thought, because when Norton did your show, he's like, that was a lot of fun. I'm like, shut up.
No boyfriend. So single.
Who are you talking to? Your producer?
Yeah, I have two producers on my show. Yeah, Brian and Joey.
Oh, okay. How did you meet Maddie? He does a good Uncle Paul impression.
Maddie is also a huge fan of you. He loves you.
Chipper?
Yes.
Well, tell Maddie much obliged. Of course he is. How can he not be? The young boy probably likes to laugh. Perhaps we'll bring him on someday and share stories. He could tell me his favorite things that I've said, and I'll just repeat them.
You would love that.
Oh, come on. That's a fan favorite. Tell me something I said. And I said, remember that time you did that? I'm like, sure, I'll do it. You know, I do the whole thing again. Right?
I met him. When I first started working at Gas Digital, he was hosting a show called Hammer Fisting. And we would.
Is that an MMA show?
Yes, that is.
Yeah.
MMA, or it used
yeah,
to
I
be,
practiced.
Yeah.
I took a fucking ninjutsu. Yeah.
What?
Ninjutsu I took.
What's with, ninjutsu?
What ninjas take.
Oh, ninja.
Wow. You're a skilled ninja?
Yeah, we're going to cut that out, though. I don't need people testing me in the street. So Maddie was doing my show.
That. And we crossed paths, and we would just talk about stuff, and we just had, like, a good banter. I felt like we did, and I was, like, looking for a new co-host. I've been doing my show for 8 years. And
Wow.
Yeah, and I kept, like, the co-host, it, like, didn't work out, or they would lose interest, or whatever happened. So I asked Matt if he wanted to do it. I think he's been doing it with me for 2 years now.
So let me ask you, 8 years on Gas Digital? That place is not 8 years old.
No. I started my show, like, just as a hobby 8 years ago, just for fun.
Just for fun.
Yeah, I've been with Gas Digital for, I think, 4.5 years.
And what's it called again? I'm sorry, I got a bad memory.
That's okay.
The thing is, you ask good questions, though. You guys got like little segment. Ask E-Rock a ghost question, because believe me, I have traveled through astral planes.
You have.
I would love to.
I'm sorry.
You have been on my show before. I don't know if you were on when we did this segment. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah, we did that. I told a story about it as a kid. You see golden light down the hallway. Never really saw what it was, but there was just kind of light there, and then it just freaked me the fuck out as a little kid, and then we moved, so I never had to deal with it again.
Golden light. Hold on, I see a movie here. There's a boy, he's sleeping in his bed, and he hears a noise. What could the noise be? Wakes up, goes, what's that? And he sees a golden light coming under the door. Iraq, continue.
So golden light. Coming out the door. The door opens. The light's down the hallway. You really can't see what it is. You try to focus, and then it just disappears.
You gotta stop. I'm all freaked out.
Stop. God.
I'm all freaked out.
You sure you weren't sleepwalking to McDonald's?
It was the refrigerator light.
I saw gold. Oh, it's Golden Corral.
It's funny you think that. And my first thought was, are you sure it wasn't Golden Showers? You know.
Or that, Chip. Sure.
You ever give a golden shower, Shannon? Let's talk turkey. You ever make a wee-wee in a cup and throw it on somebody?
Traditional Italian girl. They don't do that.
Doesn't mean she doesn't have to make a tinkle once in a while.
She knows how to make a maragot.
I do.
She don't make wee-wee. She makes a maragot.
Hey, me and you ought to sit down and watch Lilyhammer. That's organic, right? It's still all over the place.
I love when Chip hates the show. Oh, it's brutal. I can't watch Succession ever again.
Oh, why? What's like wrong with show, that? Dad, fuck off. That's such a good show. And the guy goes, Shiv. And the other guy comes in and goes, looks like pussy farts and fucking shiznit and things of that nature. Cock and cunt and peckers.
He made me hate it.
Why? Don't you love
one? I don't know. I thought it was good. And then I talked to Chip and Chip made me hate it.
So let me ask, you ever see it, Shannon?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you ought to see Kendall Roy. It's so good. This is Kendall Roy. Dad? So fucking good.
I think he won an Emmy this year in the Unwatched Emmy Awards. Yeah. The horrible Zoom Emmys. Yeah. What are you doing there, Chip?
Pour myself a little bit of H2O, if you don't mind. Have a little
Nice. You used to drink out of a little bottle cap. I like that you graduated to a spit catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the spit catcher. I got to drill holes. I've been using it for about a week. But you know what? How many cats you got? That's a big old mug. Damn, Carol Baskin ought to keep that thing in the house.
I have two cats.
What are their names? Let me guess.
Okay.
Let me guess. Joe and Mike.
No.
One is called Little Guy.
Yeah, and the other one is Jax.
Oh Jax.
It should have been
Mo. Little boy. Mike is picking that up. Little boy. I call him that.
Little boy. What was the name of the bomb's aunt?
Fat man and little boy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, fat man and little boy. Those were called the war enders.
Stop the jabs.
I was watching a documentary on UFOs. Has anybody experienced with a UFO? I haven't.
I have.
Yep. I was taken aboard one.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Wow.
Yep.
You had a close encounter of the third kind?
Yep. And I have seen things. I have seen astral planes.
Wow, you have a lot of things that you've seen and done in this world and beyond.
I have seen many realms. And when I asked the...
It's so stupid. I just can't.
I said to the aliens, why have you chosen me to be aboard your craft? And they said, because we recognize that you are a warlock.
How would they know what a warlock is?
Because they understand warlocks.
All right. Did they take you anywhere or just take you?
They showed me their home star.
Whoa, that's a far trip then.
Yeah, but we went.
Did they examine you?
What?
Oh, no.
Did they examine you?
Yes.
What did they do?
Uh-oh.
They searched inside of my mouth with a weird probe, and they said that this will help test a gag reflux.
Oh shit! Sure, it was a flying saucer, not an Uncle's Buick.
Reclined in a seat.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I felt alien. They were keeping me steady. I felt hands on my head. And I felt safe. I said, they are giving me knowledge of celestial planes.
Oh.
Yeah, there's nothing dirty.
No, of course not. Very scientific.
Yeah.
Where did they return you? Right back home?
They said, close your eyes and you will remember our trip. And I woke up and I remembered our trip.
Just like they said.
Yep.
Did they ever visit you again after that?
Yeah, a lot of times. Whenever my mother would go out, they would come upstairs and they would visit and they would take me on a celestial trip.
Astral planes.
Did I tell you I have seen them?
Yes, I don't know what that is. What is an astral plane?
I have petted a dragon.
In a different realm.
Yeah. Like somebody broke in, drugged, and raped Chip.
That's not true. Why? Well, who'd you talk to? One of my therapists. They all said the same thing.
Yeah.
Chip is in. What did the aliens say? I'm like, so what? Yeah. We're going to take you to another planet. So I didn't need to hear that. So listen, before we go, you got any new Funko characters, Z-Rock? I know you like Funko.
I do, but they're not here.
Which one you got?
The fine people at McDonald's sent me their whole line. So, of course, yes, I have that.
What was it? Did it? Mr. McCheese or something? Or who the fucking the Grimacer?
And Ronald McDonald. And
All
of them. And I got an Arnold Palmer one, which is just the golfer guy. All food related, so I'm not really breaking any stereotype here.
No, I got the Tiger Woods Funko one. It's great. There's a Perkins waitress Funko one, and he's fucking it without a rubber at a Funko parking lot.
This one, little MTV war.
Oh, look at that MTV. That's cool. Yeah.
You like them, don't you?
Yeah, a lot of dumb toys. Fill up my
I like your place in Jersey because you get all that room and you just use it for your, and your wife's got her area, you got your area, and you put your things and she put her things. That's perfect.
Right. And never the two meet.
Nope, not at all. You don't go up into her area and she stays out of your little fun play area.
Yeah, and I stay out of her fun play area.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. So what are you promoting, E-Rock, before we hit the hay, you know?
First I want to
got a rock.
Say how awesome it was that you had Zia from my radio show on your show last week.
Oh, she's great. Yeah, we're going to have her back. She passed her audition.
She had a great time.
Yeah, good. She was really good. Yeah.
Big fan of the Chipper. She does not stop talking like you, and it's really annoying.
It goes without saying, of course. Believe me. And Shannon, wait till you start going, God damn it.
I do one. When I mess up on a text message or something, I'm not going to say it like you because I'm not going to do it any justice, but I call it a piece of garbage.
Oh, you piece of voice. Garbage, right, yeah. Right.
Piece of garbage. Yeah. Go ahead, say it like me. Go ahead, let's have fun. You piece of garbage.
You don't even do it right.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that was good.
Piece of garbage. See, I can't do it on cue. I sound like Gene Stapleton. You piece of garbage. All right. So, E-Rock, what do you promote? Let's get the plugs out right because I'm going to promote the ChipChipperson.com store and I'm going to promote my the four scary mugs, Chipula, right. Frankenstein, the Wolfman, and the Dummy, which I didn't care for the title
Frankenstein.
Of that.
Frankenstein?
Chippenstein.
Oh, Chippenstein. Yeah.
Why? Did I say Frankenstein?
I think you did. Then the Wolfman.
The Wolfman.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. He's very scary. Believe me. And this is fucking Chippenstein, just in case anybody cares.
Oh, wow. That's look scary. At
that. Fucking scary, right? But I didn't mean to step on your plug by promoting my Halloween stuff, E-Rock. Or the shirts. It's not important. Go ahead. What are you doing?
I have two shows. One, the It's Eric Nagel Show. You can go to itsericnagel.com. It's heard on iHeartRadio. And the other show, Would You Kindly, that I do with Brian Johnson over at Compound Media. So
what's that about? I like Brian Johnson.
It's just, two guys that just complain about the world around them and how we hate everything and we're annoyed by the littlest things.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Shannon... is that all? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I want to get your plug right. All right, my friend. Now, Shannon, you do your show. How often? Is it every 2 days?
No, it's once a week, one time a week. It airs on, it live streams on Gas Digital every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, and it releases everywhere else Fridays. It's called The Thing Is.
The Thing Is, and it's you and Marty, and it's a good show.
Marty, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anthony, what are you promoting besides Compound Media? You got Aaron, you got Gino, you got your partner, Jack Landman, you got you got Joanne Nozaczynski along with fucking little Jerry Schultz.
Right, little Jerry Schultz. All the great shows on Compound Media. Just go to compoundmedia.com. We're going to be doing a big election night special.
Right.
Live coverage of the election for the entire night or the months that it'll take to get through the debacle of mail-in voting. It's just going to be great. A great time. Compoundmedia.com. Thank
now
you.
How about Eastside Dave and Flotsy? Are they still on?
Yes, Eastside Dave is there with Flotsy.
I love Eastside Dave.
Yeah, he's a good shit.
Yeah. Did you ever have him on this show?
I've asked him. I want him to come on. How funny would it be if I just did the whole show like that, you know?
Hilarious.
Terrifying.
Thanks. Yeah, let's all do like that. That's the fucking shit. Hey, like babe, that. How you doing?
Well, someone's... you can really get him around. I can only get, like, Chinese eyes. Oh, yeah.
I walk right up. I go, hey, man. Someone's coat is dry. All right. I'm plugged. Everybody is done. All right. Now, listen. This is going to be on Patreon this probably by tomorrow, and then a week later it goes up on YouTube for everybody to enjoy. So, Shannon, are you familiar with how we end the program?
I think so, but refresh my memory so I don't mess up.
God damn it.
I think I do. We could just try it and see if I follow along. I know.
I count down.
Yeah.
And then we go chippy-kaye.
Chippy-kaye, Father Mucker.
Babe.
Oh, see?
She's got it.
She knows. Okay, she's we started a random number. What's your favorite number, Shannon? Don't be shy.
Six. One. Apparently, one.
Okay, we'll start at six. Six. Five. By the way, E-Rock, how much would you pay for a chip of some Funko Pop?
I would pay $110 billion for a chip of some Funko Pop. That's they should be made.
They will be made.
They should be.
Good.
Six.
Six.
Five. Nice. Four. Three. Two. One. Chippy-kaye. Father Muckers. Oh, I like that. Hands in the thing. A little distracting. Oh. We'll cut it out in post. All right, and Shannon, E-Rock, Chippa, thank you all for being a part of and not a part from.
Thank you, Chip.
Thanks for having me. Chippa.